This is Brian Rashid Global coming to your local device. Hey guys, hope you're enjoying these transcriptions. This is kind of a way for me to hack putting my writing in audio form. I love writing for you, and I realize that some of you like to consume content on audio. So this has been a fun experiment that I've been doing, transcribing the written into the audio and putting it on the podcast. So here's a recent article that I wrote on Medium called "How Can I Be the Answer to Someone's Prayer Today?" Enjoy. He was on a beach in Santa Monica. His daughter was going through rehab for a meth addiction, and he just lost all of his money during the real estate bubble implosion. So on a Santa Monica beach, a rock hits his foot. It had a butterfly etched into it for some reason, and then he said to himself, "I've been in the cocoon, I've broken out of it, and now it's time for me to fly." So he did. I don't know if he wants me to mention his name, so I won't, but he taught me so many things during our meeting about obstacles in life and youth and aging. He was in the movie The Secret. He was on the board for an NBA team. He was close friends with the infamous coach John Wooden. The more we talked, the more he shared. The more he shared, the more I was grateful that we met. He taught me about identifying the principles of your business instead of values, about islands instead of goals. We discussed ways generational wealth and entitlement on all sides of the spectrum could be elevated and united. He shared lessons of divorce, losing a child to cancer, and playing college football. He showed me what pure optimism looks like. He told me that his future would be bigger than his past, and I left a little bit more confident after he told me I could hand-select anyone in my office building and he'd beat them in basketball, almost 70 years old. He showed me a bigger why when he shared his desire to be in good shape was to hike up a mountain under a waterfall with his grandchildren. The list goes on and on. But one part of our nearly four-hour visit was especially impactful. He gave me one of the rocks that he carried with him every day, and he shared a morning ritual. Every morning I hold this rock in my hand and ask myself two questions. First, how am I living in gratitude? Not what am I grateful for? It's different. Because I'm not grateful I lost my son to cancer, but I can still live in gratitude for the day. Next, how can I be the answer to someone's prayer today? He urged me to ask myself these questions and watch how my day changes, how my day shifts, how my life changes, how my life shifts, how my sense of service changes, how my sense of service shifts. So today I did. This morning I shared these questions with someone I love as we ate breakfast. She smiled. She's been wanting to find ways to do more for other people, and it was almost like that question was the catalyst. Maybe it will open her heart a little more. Maybe it will open her eyes to someone who needs help. And maybe it was the answer to her prayer, today or tomorrow or forever. Amen. Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed this, please check me out on all of the social worlds, Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, and YouTube at Brian Rashid Global. See you there.